The Saga of Revelation, The Unfolding Role of the 70, by Elder Earl C. Tingey, served as a member of the Presidency of the 70 from 1996 to 2008. Why is an understanding of the history of the 70 important today? Because it provides a pattern for how the Lord reveals His will for His church and for our individual lives. On February 8, 1835, Joseph Smith announced to Brigham and Joseph Young that he would organize the 12 apostles and the 70 in accordance with the vision he had received. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 107. The prophet then said, "I wish you to notify all the brethren living in the branches within a reasonable distance from this place to meet at a general conference on Saturday next. I shall then and there appoint 12 special witnesses to open the door of the gospel to foreign nations, and you," said he, speaking to Brother Brigham, "will be one of them." He then turned to Elder Joseph Young with quite an earnestness, as though the vision of his mind was extended still further, and addressing him, said, "Brother Joseph, the Lord has made you president of the 70s. Although the Youngs knew of the existence of these priesthood offices in the Bible, still the prophet's words caused these brethren to marvel. On the following Saturday, February 14th, members of the 12 were appointed and ordained, and 2 weeks later, members of the First Quorum of the 70 were also appointed and ordained. Two things that stand out in my mind as particularly important about the history of the 70 are evident in this first calling of the 70 in our dispensation. First, the office of 70 is doctrinally based in the Scriptures, and second, the role of the 70 is inextricably connected to the mission of the 12. As we study these two essential points, a third, equally if not more important point, becomes evident. The Lord reveals His will line upon line, making the history of the Latter-day 70 a pattern of revelation for the church and for individuals. 1. The office of 70 is doctrinally based in the Scriptures. The first mention of the 70 is the Old Testament instruction to Moses and 70 of the elders of Israel, Exodus 24, verse 1. The Lord told Moses to use the 70 so that he need not bear his burdens alone. "Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, that they may stand there with thee." Numbers chapter 11, verse 16. To properly empower the 70, the Lord took the Spirit that was upon Moses and gave it also to the 70. When the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. Numbers chapter 11, verse 25. The New Testament church likewise included the office of 70. The Savior Himself called and instructed the 70, see Luke chapter 10, in a manner similar to the instructions He gave the 12, see Matthew chapter 10. He sent out the 70, explaining that "he that heareth you heareth me," Luke chapter 10, verse 16, see also verses 1 through 15. The effectiveness of the 70 was evident as they reported on their commission, saying, "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." Luke chapter 10, verse 17. 2. The role of the 70 is connected to the mission of the 12. The 70's role in relation to the 12 becomes particularly evident following the Savior's resurrection. The church had grown so that the 12 alone were not able to meet all the needs of the people. When some began to murmur that the widows were being neglected in the daily ministration, the calling of 70s answered the challenges of growth. The 70 bore some burdens, so the 12 need not neglect the assignments they alone could fulfill. "Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we," the 12, "will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." Acts chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. This pattern was restored through the prophet Joseph Smith, and the office of 70 in relation to the office of the 12 became clearly defined in modern revelation. The 70 are also called to preach the gospel and to be especial witnesses unto the Gentiles and in all the world. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 25. The 70 are to act in the name of the Lord, under the direction of the 12, or the traveling high council, in building up the church and regulating all the affairs of the same in all nations. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 34. The 12 are to call upon the 70 when they need assistance, to fill the several calls for preaching and administering the gospel, instead of any others. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 38. The 70 are instituted for traveling elders to bear record of my name in all the world, wherever the traveling high council, mine apostles, shall send them to prepare a way before my face. Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verse 139. I am confident that each 70 today considers it a great privilege to support the First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles. And again, 70s help provide an answer to the challenges of church growth. While there will generally be only 3 members of the First Presidency and 12 members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, there is flexibility in the ranks and numbers of the 70. 3. The Lord reveals His will line upon line. When they arrived in the Salt Lake Valley, the early saints, including 70s, were dispersed to various settlements. The 70s had been organized into approximately 30 quorums. Lack of proximity made it difficult, if not impossible, for the members and leaders of the 70 to meet in their original quorums. As a result of this difficulty, in 1883, the First Presidency prayerfully prepared a written recommendation on how and in what manner the 70 should be organized. On April 14, 1883, the Lord accepted the recommendation and revealed, "What ye have written is my will, and is acceptable unto me. And furthermore, let not your hearts be troubled, neither be ye concerned about the management and organization of my church and priesthood, and the accomplishment of my work. Fear me, and observe my laws, and I will reveal unto you, from time to time, through the channels that I have appointed, everything that shall be necessary for the future development and perfection of my church, for the adjustment and rolling forth of my kingdom, and for the building up and the establishment of my Zion." This time-to-time revelatory pattern is evident through a study of the history of the 70, a study that demonstrates how the calling, duties, and responsibilities of the 70 have developed line upon line in accordance with the doctrinal foundation of the Scriptures. President Boyd K. Packer, president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, has said that the unfolding events in the organization of the 70 will prove to have been a great godsend and a pattern of revelation itself. Let us review just a few of the significant developments in this history to illustrate this line-upon-line pattern. Organization of the 70. In February 1835, when the prophet Joseph called the first 70s of this dispensation, all of them had been members of Zion's camp, the group that marched from Ohio to Missouri in 1834 to aid the saints. Elder B.H. Roberts, 1842 to 1933, of the 70, noted that this service indicates that the character of men who attain unto this high station in the priesthood of God should be men who have made sacrifices for the work of God, or who are perfectly willing to make such sacrifices, even to laying down their lives for the cause. Growth in Nauvoo. While the saints lived in Nauvoo, the number of the 70 was greatly increased. By the 1st of January, 1845, the number of quorums had increased to 14. A year later, the number of quorums had increased to 30. Dispersal in Utah. The dispersal of 70s after the saints' arrival in Utah led to the recommendation of the First Presidency in 1883, which provided that the members of the 70 associate themselves with a quorum located in the area where they resided. As mentioned, the Lord accepted the recommendation of the First Presidency and promised that from time to time He would continue to reveal necessary adjustments. It seems the saga of revelation was only beginning. 70s quorums in stakes and missions. In April 1953, when the number of quorums was approximately 500, the first presidency, concerned about some 70s not affiliated with a quorum, announced that a quorum of the 70, presided over by 7 presidents, should be organized in each stake or mission where there were 36 or more 70s. In each stake or mission having fewer than 36 70s, a unit, rather than a quorum, would be presided over by a president and 2 counselors. The units and quorums were then organized in consecutive numbers to avoid confusion. In 1974, 70s units were discontinued, and each stake was to have a quorum. The presidencies of the stake quorums served as the stake mission presidency. Previously, in March 1936, missionary work had been organized with a mission in each stake. These stake missions were supervised by the First Council of the 70, working through stake presidents. Reestablishing the First Quorum of the 70. October 1975 General Conference brought a major milestone in the continuing saga of Revelation. President Spencer W. Kimball announced the reconstitution of the First Quorum of the 70. This quorum of general authorities would gradually be organized with 70 members and 7 presidents. 1 year later, at the October 1976 General Conference, the First Quorum of the 70 was expanded by the addition of the First Council of the 70 and the assistants to the 12. All members of the First Quorum were ordained to the office of High Priest as well as to the office of 70. President Kimball explained, "With this move, the 3 governing quorums of the Church, defined by Revelations, the First Presidency, the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and the First Quorum of the 70, have been set in their places as revealed by the Lord. This will make it possible to handle efficiently the present heavy workload and to prepare for the increasing expansion and acceleration of the work, anticipating the day when the Lord will return to take direct charge of His Church and Kingdom." Discontinuation of stake quorums. On October 4, 1986, all stake quorums of the 70 were discontinued, and 70s at the stake level became members of elders' quorums or were ordained to the office of high priest. The office of 70 was thus reserved for general authorities of the Church. Establishment of the Second Quorum. On April 1, 1989, the Second Quorum of the 70 was created. This began to put in place 2 quorums of the 70, the first as general authorities who would become emeritus at age 70, and the second as 5-year general authorities. Calling of Area Authorities. At the April 1995 General Conference, all regional representatives of the 12 were released, effective in August of that year, and the Office of Area Authority was announced. Regional representative was a church calling established in 1967 to train stake and ward leaders. President Gordon B. Hinckley said of area authorities, "These will be high priests chosen from among past and present experienced church leaders. They will continue with their current employment, reside in their own homes, and serve on a church service basis. The term of their call will be flexible, generally for a period of approximately 6 years. They will be closely tied to the area presidencies." Calling of Area 70s. 2 years later, in April 1997, President Hinckley announced that the area authorities would be ordained 70s and would be known as Area Authority 70s, now called Area 70s. This was the beginning of a significant increase in the number of 70s and in their responsibilities. President Hinckley explained, "As 70s, they are called to preach the gospel and to be especial witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ as set forth in the Revelations." President Hinckley explained that these brethren would have a quorum relationship. He organized the 3rd, 4th, and 5th quorums of the 70 geographically. Thereafter, Area 70s began to preside at member missionary coordinating councils, consisting of a mission president and all stake presidents in the mission. Later, this meeting was renamed as a coordinating council meeting, and the agenda was expanded to include most church programs and various multi-stake concerns. Expanded duties of the presidency of the 70. In April 2004, members of the Presidency of the 70 were released as executive directors of major headquarters departments, and other 70s were assigned to these positions. Several months later, in August 2004, the Presidency of the 70 began to supervise all 11 church areas in North America and to assist the 12 in supervising all international areas. The Presidency of the 70 commenced meeting with the full 12 each Tuesday. The 12 are able to rely on the Presidency of the 70 as the Presidency is to choose other 70 and to preside over them. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, Verse 95. The 70 today. The saga of Revelation in the organization and duties of the 70 continues today. The First Presidency has recently consolidated international church areas and given more administrative responsibilities to 70s serving in area presidencies. How could Joseph Smith have understood when he ordained the first 70s that this office would grow to include, at this time, 315 70s in 8 quorums throughout the world? I testify that Joseph didn't have to know, because the Lord knew, and what Joseph established was a latter-day foundation based upon the doctrines of the Scriptures and a vision showing the order of the 70. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, Verse 93. The Lord's hand has been over the unfolding history of the 70 from the beginning, and in each subsequent development that moved the office of the 70 to comply with its scriptural charter. Why study this unfolding history? As President Packer explained, it is a pattern of revelation itself. Line upon line, the Lord has revealed His will for the 70, and I know that He will continue to do so for the 70 and for you and me as individual members of His church. Sidebar. What was the First Council of the 70? The Prophet Joseph organized the First Council of the 70 when he organized the First Quorum of the 70 on February 28, 1835. The First Council was made up of the 7 presidents of the First Quorum. This council existed in some form until 1976, when its members were called into the reconstituted First Quorum of the 70 as general authorities. The roles and duties of the First Council changed over the years as Revelation unfolded, but their unchanging responsibility was to preside over other 70s and to administer the work presently given to the 70s. Unfolding events. February 1835. The Prophet Joseph Smith announced the establishment of the Office of 70 and organized the First Quorum of the 70. March 1835. The Prophet Joseph Smith received instructions regarding the calling and role of the 70. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107. January 1836. The Presidency of the 70 received their anointings and blessings in the Kirtland Temple. Later, the same month, members of the 70 were anointed and blessed in the Kirtland Temple. February 1836. Joseph Smith met with some of the brethren to choose the second quorum of the 70. April 1837. The presidents of the 70 were reorganized. January 1841. Duties of the 70 were outlined. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 124, verses 138 and 139. December 1844, the 70s hall was dedicated in Nauvoo. 1846, when the saints left Nauvoo, the number of 70s quorums had increased to approximately 30. April 1883, the Lord told the First Presidency that He would reveal His will from time to time regarding the rolling forth of His kingdom. 1899, 70s began to participate in a missionary training program at church schools. 1904. The number of 70s quorums had increased to 146. March 1936. Each state began to have a stake mission, supervised by the First Council of the 70. 1953. 70s quorums, or units, were organized in each stake. June 1961. 4 members of the First Council of the 70 were ordained high priests, and members of the First Council of the 70 were authorized to organize and reorganize stake presidencies. January 1964. Members of the First Council of the 70 were given the sealing power. 1967. 69 brethren were called as regional representatives of the 12. March 1974. The First Presidency authorized stake presidents to ordain 70s, provided they had been approved by the First Council of the 70. October 1974. Units of 70s were discontinued, and each stake was authorized to have a quorum. 1975. Assistants to the Quorum of the 12 were assigned outside North America as General Authority Area Supervisors. October 1975. The First Quorum of the 70 was reconstituted as a General Authority Quorum. April 1976. The First Presidency authorized that the presidents of the First Quorum of the 70 would be rotated from time to time. October 1976. Assistants to the 12 and members of the First Council of the 70 were released, then called to the First Quorum of the 70. October 1976. Authorization for ordination of stake 70s no longer required approval from the First Quorum of the 70. September 1978. Certain general authorities would be given emeritus status. February 1980. 70s serving as executive directors of church headquarters departments were called to the presidency of the 70. April 1984. 6 new members of the First Quorum of the 70 were called to serve for a period of 3 to 5 years, establishing a new precedent for general authority tenure. July 1984. Members of the First Quorum of the 70 were called as area presidencies to administer areas under the direction of the 12. October 1986. 70s quorums in stakes were discontinued. April 1989. The Second Quorum of the 70 was organized, made up of men who would serve for 5 years. November 1991. Policy was established for members of the First Quorum to serve until age 70 and members of the Second Quorum to be released after 5 years. April 1995. President Gordon B. Hinckley announced the release of regional representatives and the calling of area authorities, effective in August 1995. April 1997. The 3rd, 4th, and 5th quorums of the 70 were organized, made up of area authority 70s. June 1997. Under the direction of area presidencies, area authority 70s began to preside at member missionary coordinating councils consisting of stake and mission presidents. May 2001 and September 2002. Member missionary coordinating councils were expanded to include most church programs and various multi-state concerns. April 2004. The 5th Quorum of the 70 was divided to create the 6th Quorum of the 70. August 2004. Under the direction of the 12, the presidency of the 70 began to be responsible for all church areas. Members of the presidency of the 70 no longer served as executive directors of major headquarters departments. The 7 presidents were assigned to supervise all 11 areas in North America. April 2005. The 7th Quorum of the 70 was created from the 4th Quorum. The 3rd Quorum was divided to create the 8th Quorum. June 2008. The First Presidency announced an increase in the responsibilities of area presidencies. End of the article, The Saga of Revelation, The Unfolding Role of the 70, by Elder Earl C. Tingey.